And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And it's been a while since we've had a Talk of the Town. Diamondbacks have been busy winning a bunch of games on the East Coast, which, of course, preempts our show most of the time, although today they started at 9 o'clock in the morning, so we are actually able to get both Q&A and Talk of the Town in this afternoon. And just in time, too, because Yavapai College is celebrating their 50th anniversary this summer and into the fall. And so lots of great events being planned to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Yavapai College, not just in the Prescott area, but all the campuses. And so we've got a couple of folks here that are going to tell us all about it, including some events that you are going to be invited to participate in, because there are some events that are already sold out. Can you imagine? So, anyway, we're going to go through the whole thing with you in just a few minutes. And then a little bit later on, she's running for the United States Senate. She is Dr. Kelly Ward from Lake Havasu City. And she will be our guest live in the second half of Talk of the Town here on KQ&A. So, 50th anniversary Yavapai College, Dr. Kelly Ward. That's our show. Stick around. Lots more coming your way here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. Back to celebrate Yavapai College 50th birthday after this.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We've been celebrating Prescott Brewing Company's annual June Barbecue Month for 2 weeks now, where Prescott Brewing Company joins the summer party with some outstanding barbecue specials all month long. No 2 weeks are the same, and each week's special comes with made-in-house cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Week 3 features smoked St. Louis-style ribs, and week 4 ends the month with a smoked shredded chicken barbecue sandwich, and all for only $14.99. Be sure to join us at Prescott Brewing Company, your hometown barbecue brewery, every June.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
They illegally cross our border. Criminals, violent gang members, and drugs, putting us all at risk. Listen to Representative David Schweikert.
The bad guys are being creative. They're finding other ways to exploit people, to exploit narcotics, drugs into our country.
Fortunately, Representatives Martha McSally and David Schweikert are working to secure our border. In Congress, Martha McSally and David Schweikert support President Donald Trump's plan to build the wall. Listen to Representative Martha McSally.
I have been tirelessly advocating that we must secure our border.
McSally added,
my priority is to actually secure the border. We've got to build a wall.
Call Representatives Martha McSally and David Schweikert at 202-224-3121. Tell them to keep fighting to fund the wall and make Arizona's border strong. Tell them to keep standing with President Trump in the fight to fund the border wall. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, Yavapai College is celebrating their 50th birthday this year, and so we're going to have a sneak peek, if you will, at the events that they're going to be holding later on in the late summer and then into the fall and so on. And so we have Janice Sudi here with us. She's co-coordinator for the 50th anniversary celebrations on all six Yavapai College campuses. And Jenny Bilbray is here. She is the Yavapai College archivist. Did I say that right?
That's correct.
Archivist. She is also a committee member for the 50th anniversary, specializing in the Prescott campus. First of all, congratulations, 50 years.
Thank you.
That's pretty cool. Now, the as far as Yavapai College's 50 years is concerned, how did the school actually get started? Where were we 50 years ago when the idea came up to have a community college here?
Well, a woman named Miss Merle Allen Opal and our Dr. R.A. Perry met and decided that he composed a letter saying that he felt that the time was now to start a junior college in Yavapai and Yavapai County. So Merle hosted a PTA meeting, and at that PTA meeting at the Lincoln Hendricks Auditorium back in 65, they decided to move forward. And soon the voters got together and decided, yay, let's do this. The Prescott campus was selected and they moved forward.
Now, my understanding is that the very first class that was taught at Yavapai Community College was about electricity.
That is correct. The first class was offered in 1968, and that was basic electricity. Prescott High School actually hosted that class for us, and the cost of the class was $7.50.
Pretty cool. Well, and I mean, who would have known that 50 years later, here we are to commemorate everything that Yavapai College has done. There's six campuses, Janice. I know folks are aware of the Prescott campus because, it is the main campus of the school. Talk about the other facilities.
We have other campuses and centers in other locations. The Prescott Valley Center is over on Panther Way. Or Panther Path, and then we have the C-Tech Center, which is out by the Ruger Road next to Ruger, and Verde Valley Campus is on Black Hills in Clarkdale, and then Chino Valley is out on Old Manor Road in Chino Valley, and then the Sedona is the most recent campus, and that is on the Art Village Drive in Sedona.
And there's going to be events throughout this period at all of the campuses. Is there anything that distinguishes the kind of events that are being held at one campus versus another?
Mm-hmm. I will tell you, each campus has taken on its own personality. So the Prescott campus, which I'll let Jenny go into more detail with, but for example, at Chino Valley, they're doing a fall fest with pumpkin carving, a corn maze, horse show, dog show. Some linemen are doing some climbing line poles. We also have the agriculture out there with the greenhouses. So it's a definite fall fest, and they've invited the whole community of Chino Valley. And then in Verde Valley, it's wine country over there. So we have the winery over there. We're going to have a dance, an alumni reception, a barbecue. And then Sedona's taken on its personality also with the catering. They've got some cooking classes that they're going to be giving and demonstrations they're going to be giving. And then Prescott Valley, which is right down the road, is going to do more of a health and wellness fair because we do our a lot of our services there, like NARDA and paramedics. in the fire science program. So,
well, I must say that it's obviously very appropriate. The viticulture program has really taken hold at the Clarkdale campus at Yavapai College, and not only that, it has served as a training ground for the wineries who desperately need help. And here you guys are coming in there and basically hand feeding them trained, educated people. What a great concept!
Yes, they are. And it is beginning to be worldwide known, so all over the world.
Well, I know that we've spent quite a bit of time over there. In fact, we were over there day before yesterday, and just to see the kind of growth and development that's taken place in Cottonwood and Clarkdale and Page Springs, with regard to the wine industry, it's definitely something to be celebrated. So I know that's one of the events that a lot of enophiles are going to be looking at and circling that date. But the Prescott campus, Ginny, is what you're specializing in. So, and that is, that is the headquarters. So, that's where the famous people are going to be.
Yeah, we have a few famous people coming in, locally famous and world famous, I believe. So, and Saturday, August 25th, we are going to start our day with a Dollars for Scholars run. And that's being hosted by the foundation and Denise Woolsey's group. And they're going to do a Dollars for Scholars fun run in the morning. And then starting at 10 a.m., we will begin our block party. And our block party will go from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That will include Sugar and the Mint, our local band that is so well received everywhere they go. We will be doing a Keystone presentation to talk a little bit to the audience about why we're here to celebrate. And then we'll be doing our Prescott's Got Talent finalists. We'll be performing on the stage. But from 10 to 2, we'll also have food trucks. We will have bouncy houses, face painters, jugglers, balloon artists, dunk tanks. Oh, so many fun things for the kids to do. And we'll have swag bags. We'll have water. We'll have cake. We'll have the work. And then the works. And then around 1:30, we're going to do a spirit walk to the soccer, to the Kinlinley Field for a soccer game where YC Soccer will be playing Irvine Valley College. And nice. then, the day doesn't stop. At 7 o'clock, there'll be an opening presentation at the PAC right before Jay Leno goes on to his sold-out performance, 7:30 at the PAC.
Now, she said it was sold out, but I happen to know that there are a few tickets available if there are businesses and people, philanthropists that are interested in still being a sponsor of the 50th birthday.
Yes, I do believe there are a few tickets left. So you might want to call the foundation and become a sponsor, and you can get a couple tickets to go to see Jay Leno.
But that thing sold out fast.
It did, like in a week.
Yeah, it was incredible.
So now with Jay Leno, what other pomp and circumstance is going to be going on in conjunction with his performance?
Well, go ahead, Janice.
Well, we're going to have a Keystone presentation where Dr. Wills, our president, will be presenting. And then we're going to have a little ceremony with the birthday cake and our new mascot. We have a new mascot, Ruff. He'll be there to help celebrate the birthday. And then we have a video that we also have a filmmaking division at the Yavapai College that is they are designing that, and they'll be showing that video, which is a film over the last 50 years. So we will show that. And then we're going to have cake and ice cream for everybody.
Now, the 50th anniversary video, is that still in production, or have they completed it? Okay.
It will just so you know, it will be shown in the community room all day during our block party. Mm-hmm. So you can stop by and enjoy the air conditioning and enjoy 50 years of history.
So, Jenny, as the archivist, what was your role or your input in the film? And were you able to use some of the information that was put into the video in the book that you're writing about chronicling the 50 years of Yavapai College?
A lot of players helped with the making of the film and the making of the book. The film is still being developed, so is the book. I just received proof number four today. So I'm going through that. I helped with the film, and I helped prepare. The previous archivist, Molly Googler, was at the library for, I believe, 25 years. And she really, she was used for the film. She got to play a really great part for that film and talking about the history of the college. So I helped with preparing her and answering questions, getting photos. The book that's going to be coming out will be a 50 years of looking back at the college and programs that we offer, academics, arts, and the history of how we got to where we are today. The 50th anniversary website, which is 50th, which is 50th.yc.edu, also features a timeline and history of the college that you can take a look and see, and I developed that as well.
So in your research, is there any one or two things that kind of stand out in your mind as things that were particularly surprising in terms of things that Yavapai College did or any alumni that turned out to do, you know, make big contributions? Or
I am surprised at how committed the community is to having the college in our town. When I go through the book and I see Jean Phillips and how amazing she was and how she was just like, we need a performance hall, and they got in there and they got it done. And it was just that they were so proactive with everything in the college. And we still have a proactive community. I believe that. But as I'm learning, since I'm newer to the position, as I'm learning, that's what's impacting me the most, is that it took a village to create this college and all of its centers. So that's what's impressing me the most.
Cool. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we've got more on the 50th anniversary of Yavapai College. It's going to be going on throughout the remainder of this year. And two of the folks that are going to be charged with organizing and carrying out this thing are here with us live in studio. So stick around. More on 50th anniversary celebrations for Yavapai College on KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, 95.5, and KQNA.com.
Celebrate the 4th of July at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Join us for a free family picnic from 4 to 9, including hot dogs, chips, and Pepsi while supplies last, along with carnival games, face painting, a water slide, and a bouncy house. Don't miss the fireworks show blasting off at 9:15, weather permitting. Become a castle insider. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and sign up for weekly updates on promotions and events and receive special offers for insiders only. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Gettle'sHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at prescottdirt.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back. Right now we're talking with Janice Sudi from the 50th anniversary celebration of Yavapai College. She's involved in all six of the campuses. And Ginny Bilbray from Yavapai College. She is the archivist working on the book, the 50th anniversary. She's a member of the committee for the Prescott campus. Now, the original land grant that got Yavapai College started, the Indian tribe played a role in that. Talk about that.
Okay, the Yavapai Prescott Indian tribe were next in line to receive the land. And what they did is they forfeited their right to the land in order with the caveat that Yavapai College be built. So they were a key in that. Ernie Jones Sr., he actually wrote a foreword in our book, and he tells the story there, and it's really remarkable. There's a couple of remarkable things that I think are really fun about the book, and one of the things is I did you know sections, which are little history bits about the college, like, for example, did you know that Yavapai College faculty used to fly to different locations around Arizona to teach classes?
Wow.
Yeah. So we had things like that. Huh. Our women's basketball team brought home the first athletic trophy to Yavapai College. And just neat little facts like that that we put through the book that I think will be really interesting.
Was there any discussion at the time of the formation of the college as to what specific direction the college should go into? Was it organized for a particular purpose? Because obviously it has expanded over the years to cover a number of disciplines. And of course, there's stuff going on now that you couldn't even have predicted, you know, back then, because stuff hadn't been invented yet. So I wonder if that factors into what the original idea was behind what the college was supposed to mean to the community and to the education of the people in it.
Well, I believe, if I'm correct, the original concept of the college was to offer liberal arts classes. So they wanted to make sure that the college was available to those graduating from high schools, but also that the courses available at the college were transferable. So there were all sorts of programs throughout the history of the college. We've had cosmetology classes, we have gunsmithing classes, data processing classes. I mean, even when the library first opened, one of their ploys to get you in was bring in your typewriter and sit for hours. And I could just see in my mind people hauling giant typewriters up all the steps that used to be in the front of the college. And I just think we've come such a far way. But I do believe that the college continues to offer relevant classes to how our society is moving forward in the job skill market.
And Janice, to that end, going from here, once we have this celebration, is there more on the way? Are we, what's going to be like the next steps for Yavapai College as we go forward?
Well, I know that they have a really strong nursing department and radiology department, and then they just recently got partnered up with RisaWare, which is that mold your,
the 3D printing thing,
which they just did that recently out at SeaTac. And then gunsmithing is huge, and they have a partnership with the mines, the local mines, for the diesels and mechanics. So they're always trying to look for manufacturing and industry here in this community that we can support and design programs to support our, and employ people that live here.
What about the demand for adult education? Because, you know, a lot of people, once they have, you know, gone out and done their career and they come to Prescott, are, you know, mostly to just kind of, you know, take it easy after their career. And then they discover that there are, you can still broaden your scope of knowledge at Yavapai College. Hey, I just came up with a great slogan.
Hire that guy.
Marketing, did you hear that? Dennis Garvey, the dean for the OLLI department, he is definitely, I believe the last number I saw, they were around 11 to 12% of our population of the college, which I think is one of the number ones in the nation. So yeah, the continuing long life learning program that is at the college is tremendous. And they just opened the one in Sedona, which is also part of that program.
Yeah, I don't know. Are there any other places left to have another campus? I mean, you basically have hit all the big spots. I mean, you talked about the flying teachers out to places. I know they used to fly a teacher out to Baghdad. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I remember that. That was not all that long ago. But now they can do the long distance
online
learning.
Yes, mm-hmm. Online learning is becoming a hybrid classes, which they're called, where you do half in person, half online, and our online. I think that they're really advantageous, that we can reach a larger population where, when gas is $3.05 a gallon, that they don't have to come all the way in, but they still get a fantastic education.
And you also need to know that the college has a strong relationship with all the high schools in the county, where they have JTED, and they have a new program called Gear Up that was a grant-funded program that is bringing on 200 students into the Yavapai College campus in the fall. And then we have the First Year Academy, which is also bringing on another 200 students in the fall. And they're all first-time college students that we're going to help make them successful.
That's great. Well, now where are you guys at as far as the 50th anniversary is concerned? Because, the kickoff event is in August. So you're probably, looking at, doodads and gizmos and gadgets and widgets and stuff like that to see what is appropriate to help commemorate this event.
Absolutely. In the bookstore, we have an assortment of apparel, some wine glasses that have the 50th anniversary logo on it. We also have some t-shirts. We've got a lot of swag to give away at every single event that we're going to have. And the first one is on the 25th. So come do the fun run that morning, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of swag. And that run is going to be done by the Honors Program, the College Honors Program, and the Student Leadership Council and PTK, which is
Phi Theta Kappa.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a fantastic undertaking, but quite honestly, you only get to celebrate the 50th anniversary once, so might as well make it a good one.
That's right. Agreed.
Well, good luck with the book.
Thank you.
With the video and with the ambitious schedule of events. And of course, you'll hear more about that as you listen here every day on KQ&A, because we intend to keep you up to date on what's going on with the Yavapai College 50th anniversary. Janice and Jenny, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Happy 50th. All right, we're going to take a break. We've got news coming your way, and then Dr. Kelly Ward will be joining us live here on KQ&A AM 1130. 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. Back after the news.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, Ken with the Plants of the Week and our Cheyenne Spirit Coneflower.
This new native is an exclusive wildflower sure to delight and inspire.
The flowers change from purples to orange, then fade into a Cheyenne sunset.
Leave some of the seed head so that it spreads throughout the garden. Adds winter beauty that also feeds the birds through winter. Just $17.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love exclusive flowers, they love to shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the confidence confidence that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Northern Arizona Suns will once again be looking for a new head coach. Head coach Cody Toppert has been called up to join the Phoenix Suns coaching staff. Toppert spent one season as coach for Northern Arizona, officially hired on the day of the 2017-2018 season opener. His team set a new record for wins in a season with 23. Before that, Toppert spent 3 years serving as an assistant coach for the Rio Grande Vipers from 2015 to 2017. He's the fourth coach in Northern Arizona history to be called up to the NBA. The first head coach, Ty Ellis, associated head coach Brett Burchard, and assistant coach Brandon Rosenthal were all called up to the Phoenix Suns at the start of last season. Toppert will serve as director of player development. The town of Prescott Valley's fiscal year 2019 budget process is about to come to an end.
During its meeting at 5:30 tonight, the Prescott Valley Town Council will hold a public hearing on the budget before considering final adoption. According to Management Services Director Bill Copey, on May 2nd and 3rd, councilmen study sessions with town department directors to consider a tentative budget. There are no recommendations made, and tentative approval was given on May 24th. The fiscal year 2019 budget totals more than $100 million, up from the current year's amount of nearly $94 million. Final adoption is the last step in the budget process. The Prescott Valley Town Council meeting will be held in the Library Auditorium on Civic Circle. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny this weekend. Expect an overnight low of 62 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 87 tomorrow and a high of 89 on Saturday. 67 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 97 and a high on Saturday again of 97. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. Ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection, and it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. Talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We've been celebrating Prescott Brewing Company's annual June Barbecue Month for 2 weeks now, where Prescott Brewing Company joins the summer party with some outstanding barbecue specials all month long. No 2 weeks are the same, and each week's special comes with made-in-house cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Week 3 features smoked St. Louis-style ribs, and week 4 ends the month with a smoked shredded chicken barbecue sandwich, and all for only $14.99. Be sure to join us at Prescott Brewing Company, your hometown barbecue brewery, every June.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And it's my pleasure to welcome back to the KQ&A roundtable Dr. Kelly Ward, candidate for U.S. Senate. And I guess we've caught you where? Like in Tempe, I guess.
Yes. Hi, Sanford.
Alfred. It's great to be with you. Yeah, we are at our campaign office. The headquarters is in Tempe because we've got a lot of college students that are helping us with this endeavor, as well as people of all ages from all over the state. And we're having a volunteer appreciation day right now. We've got, 12 or 15 young people that have just arrived today from all over the country. They're from California and New York and New Mexico and Las Vegas and Virginia, and they've all come out here to be involved with the Ward for Senate campaign and help us get a constitutional, conservative, liberty-loving Republican into the United States Senate from our great state.
Well, and certainly there is a lot of attention being focused on this race, and we'll get into that a little bit later on, but you're in the process right now of communicating with the public regarding your position on illegal immigration, and so I want to go ahead and broach that subject with you because it is something that you've thought long and hard about.
Oh, it is. And we just did, at 2:30, we did a press conference, kind of press availability, and a Facebook Live, really talking about my policy for illegal immigration and how to stop it. And so people can watch that on my Facebook later on at Kelly Ward AZ, so KellyWardAZ on Facebook. It's the same on Twitter. It's the same on YouTube. But the Facebook Live is obviously on Facebook. So I'd love for you all to go in there and make some comments and let me know what you think. But really, we've got big trouble at the border, and we have, unfortunately, two open border anti-Trump senators that are currently serving, and we don't want to get a carbon copy of them. And unfortunately, our congresswoman that's running against me really is a carbon copy of Jeff Flake and John McCain. So we've got to do a few things. First and foremost, we have to build the wall. Second, we have to get rid of the diversity lottery and go to a merit-based system of immigration. And third, we have to end chain migration because the sheer volume of people that are coming into our country because we've allowed in one of their family members really is breaking our system. We have to show compassion while we secure the borders and enforce our strong laws. And so we've got a lot of work ahead of us, and we have to have people in Washington who are willing to do it rather than just talk about it.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think has characterized this whole wave of immigration, as opposed to what took place, let's say, at the turn of the 20th century, is that people were coming here because they wanted to be Americans. They wanted to learn to speak English. They wanted to adopt the American way of life, be part of the American culture. And there seems to have been a little bit more of an emphasis on people retaining their previous allegiances. And in fact, a lot of them come to America because America's government is very generous with its benefits and so forth. Whereas back in the former immigration situation, these people, took every measure possible to avoid taking government help. And that seems to have gone 180 degrees the opposite.
Yes, it is. You are exactly right. And I was just talking to my mom about our family because, our family immigrated here from Eastern Europe, from Poland and from Hungary, my great-grandparents. And I asked my mom, why did they want to come to the United States? And they were fleeing communism. The communists were coming in to their communities, into their villages, and they were taking their farmland, and they were making it impossible for them to be able to thrive. And so they heard about America, and I know, I mean, my great-grandmother and my great-grandfather both came over here when they were about 12 years old by ship and came to the eastern seaboard. They came through Ellis Island and settled in West Virginia, and they became coal miners, one of the least desirable professions of the time. It was very, very dangerous. It was very, very dirty. It was very, very dark. But they never thought to take from the government, and they actually had to prove that they could take care of themselves if they came here. Both of my grandfathers were coal miners. My dad's dad was killed in the number 9 mine explosion. His body was never recovered, but he worked hard so that, and so did my grandfather on my mom's side. They worked hard so that my parents could be teachers, and they didn't have to go underground into this dangerous situation. And my parents worked hard as teachers so that my brother and I could both become physicians. I mean, that truly is the American dream, to come from nothing, to flee from the horrors of communism to an amazing country that gives you a chance, that gives you an opportunity, not that gives you a handout. And so we've got to get back to that kind of immigration so that we, you know, the great people that want to come to our country, that want to be part of the economic engine and the success of what's going on here, that want to enjoy liberty and freedom, that really do want to get away from war and poverty and gang violence. If we have a robust legal immigration system to, you know, encourage people to come here the right way, I think it's just going to continue to make our country great.
Well, I mean, you and I can sit here and talk all day about this because there's just so many different facets to this issue, but I've got to move on. If you would, take a moment and just kind of assess the general feeling of what's going on in Washington. We had the Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein being grilled by a joint investigative committee, and this whole thing with the Russian investigation and, you know, finding out that the FBI has, you know, some bad apples at the top that, you know, have just, you know, made a mess of things. It seems as though it would be a very daunting task for someone like yourself who is from outside Washington to come in and have a big impact right away on all this entrenched stuff that's going on there.
Right. Well, I think the ultimate outsider is Donald Trump, and he certainly needs outsider reinforcements to get to Washington to help him to get to the bottom of these things, whether it's the shenanigans going on inside the FBI, especially at the top, not with our FBI agents on the ground. I mean, they're working hard to make sure they're keeping Americans safe and doing the job that they need to do. It's these political appointees that really have just gone beyond the pale. And so, you know, I look forward to getting there with my record. I mean, I have a strong record as a thoughtful, proven conservative leader in our state. And I want to take that to Washington, and I want to put it to work for the people of our state. And I want to work with Donald Trump on the America First agenda. You know, people tell me all the time, you know, my staff, but also outside people, they just say, no one, I've never seen anyone work as hard as you on the campaign trail and be so accessible to the people and answer questions and you know, basically be a genuine person who wants to help people. And I think that people are crying out for that honesty and that authenticity and that accessibility in Washington. And I think that will make it so that I can be effective, because I'm building real relationships all over the state, relationships that are not just during campaign time, just a campaign photo op. They're actually relationships with regular people and with experts that can help me to shape the policy ideas that will make our country great. And I can't wait to get there and put all of the skills, talents, and abilities that I've been blessed with to work for the people of Arizona. And when I say I worked hard on the campaign trail, I'm working hard on the campaign trail so I can get to Washington and work hard for all of us in the United States Senate.
Now, you're also working hard on getting up here to Prescott. So talk about your pending visit up here.
Yep, I was just up actually in Prescott Valley last weekend. I knocked on a bunch of doors, met so many amazing people over there that now even one guy had a McSally sign in his yard, and we knocked on his door and converted him right over. He's like, "Well, I'm not really sure on her. I'm going to vote for you. You're the only person that's ever come to my door." And I heard that again and again and again when we were up. But I will be up there tomorrow as well. I'm going to come to the Hotshot Memorial unveiling at the Gateway Mall in the morning. I think it's around 11, and then we're having a drop-in at the Guacamayas Mexican Grill on Gurley Street, East Gurley, around 3:30, kind of like a happy hour time. Come in and just say hello, meet the candidate, ask any questions that you might have. And then, of course, Team Ward is going to be out in full force at the parade on Saturday. We're going to be at, you know, we're in spot 144. Our staging area is 13. If anybody wants to join us, come on over by Sprouts and walk in the parade with us and have some fun with our amazing grassroots team.
What do you say to the person that has become so jaded at the level of hostility and incivility that has gone on between politicians that they're just, you know, ready to just give up?
Yeah, I'd say don't give up. Don't give up hope. This country is worth fighting for. Our liberty and freedom are worth maintaining. The shining light on the hill that America should be is coming back to life. And we do that by not rearranging politicians on the chessboard and taking congresswomen, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, and plopping them down into the Senate and expecting different results. We have a heck of a chance in front of us in Arizona to really make a difference. We are getting a new senator. We have an open seat, and that doesn't happen every day. And so, you know, we have to take that opportunity. We have to get out to the polls. We have to tell our friends that there is a chance for something different, an outsider that has a record of results. You know, when Sebastian Gorka was here, and you remember he came up to Prescott too to endorse me up there, he said the thing that he sees as a similarity between President Trump and Dr. Kelly Ward are that we are both extremely results-oriented. And I want to take that record of getting results, and I want to take it to the Senate because I'm tired of their obstruction and their letting the rules of the Senate get in the way of the work of the country. We've got a lot to do. We've got judges to confirm. We've got a wall to build. We've got big work ahead of us, and we just have to have different people in Washington with a different mindset so we can get it done.
Do you think that that the president gets enough credit for the resurgence in the economy, and what specifically do you think has led to this nearly full employment situation that we find ourselves in today?
Right. I don't think he gets enough credit, especially from the media and from the left. You know, the pink hat wearing resist movement will never give Donald Trump credit for the amazing employment rates in especially minority communities and with women. People are back to work, which, you know, the pride and the sense of success that you get from having a job is like no other. And doing a job well, you know, he instills confidence in American companies because they trust that he is going to put America first. And I think that the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was a great first step, and I'm glad the Republicans were able to actually come together to pass that. But it's just a first step. We can't just look at the tax code every 31 years and call it good. The tax code needs to be fairer and flatter and lower. Spending. We've got too many big spenders in the Republican Party. Democrats, we know they want to spend. We know that they believe the government can take care of us from cradle to grave. But people who love freedom and think the government should be small understand that that's not the case. But unfortunately, we've got a lot of big spending Republicans in Washington right now, including Martha McSally and Kirsten Sinema, the two people that voted for the budget-busting omnibus bill. $1.3 trillion in spending with not one new dollar for our wall, as well as $500 million for Planned Parenthood. That has to stop. We have to get fiscal conservatives into Washington as well. And I'm the only fiscal conservative, Republican or Democrat, in this race. And so if you care about our kids' future, I care about my kids' future, and I care about my future grandkids' future and generations to come, we have to stop the generational theft that's happening in Washington by sending fiscal conservatives there to set things straight.
Well, let's draw out to the 30,000 foot level and look at America's place in the world right now. I mean, look what Donald Trump has done with North Korea, for instance, and then talk a little bit about some of the assurances that he has made to the state of Israel, and the combination of the two, quite frankly, I think are a 180-degree reversal from what we had seen in the prior administration, and something that I think is bearing fruit.
Yes. Oh, I mean, Donald Trump has restored America's place in the world as an exceptional nation. And we all know that when the United States is strong, the world is a better place. When we talk about America first, it's not just about, hey, let's be isolationists and let's stay within the country. No, it's about make America strong, make Americans strong, and make American business strong so that we can spread that wealth and prosperity all around the world so that the world can be a better place. And you are exactly right with the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, something that president after president after president promised to do but never delivered. It was amazing. I just got back from Israel in November, and it was a life-changing trip, and it was for Donald Trump to deliver that to our number one ally was stupendous. And with North Korea, we are seeing the Reagan doctrine of peace through strength in action. We've strengthened our military and rebuilt what the Obama administration tore down, or we are rebuilding it. And with a commander-in-chief in control, like Donald Trump, we've gotten out of the Iran deal, which was terrible for Israel, terrible for the United States, and terrible for the world. We have negotiated with North Korea a potential peace, a potential denuclearization of the entire Korean peninsula. And those hostages came back waving and smiling. They did not come back the way Otto Warmbier came back to our country, basically awaiting death. And so those things, with Donald Trump at the helm, have made almost anything possible for our country to continue to be safe, to be secure, to be prosperous, and to be great.
Well, I know that Prescott will be looking forward to your return here over the weekend, and I know you'll have a great time in the parade. It is the biggest parade in Arizona, the Frontier Days Parade.
Yes.
And we're glad that you're going to be on hand for that. Dr. Kelly Ward joining us live here on Talk of the Town, and looking forward to your being here with us in the cool country.
Yes, thank you, Sanford, so much for having me. And if people want to find out about the campaign, go to kellyward.com, Kelly with an I. I care about the people. You can find out all about the campaign, donate, where we'll be, get emails, all of those things to help this great effort be successful in August and then in November.
Great to have you back on KQ&A. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Dr. Kelly Ward joining us live here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. Back in a moment.
When the game is on the line and you're heating up, will your air conditioner be ready to go to bat? With a high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system installed by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, hot, sticky air is going, gone! Knock indoor discomfort and costly utility bills out of the park with a high-efficiency Lennox system. Call Gettles today at 772-2751 to schedule your free consultation. Gettles and Lennox, your air conditioning all-star team.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Celebrate the 4th of July at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Join us for a free family picnic from 4 to 9, including hot dogs, chips, and Pepsi while supplies last, along with carnival games, face painting, a water slide, and a bouncy house. Don't miss the fireworks show blasting off at 9:15, weather permitting. Become a castle insider. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and sign up for weekly updates on promotions and events and receive special offers for insiders only. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, I want to say thank you to our guests here, Janice and Jenny from the Yavapai College 50th anniversary celebration. Looks like there's going to be a lot of cool stuff going on there. So hope you get a chance to check that out. Also, want to mention, too, that coming up, Dr. Kelly Ward, of course, also joining us live here on KQ&A as well. So in the meantime, we will have Mark Levin coming your way next here on Talk of the Town. So don't go away. And we will be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock for Let's Talk Sports. First time that we've done Let's Talk Sports in quite a while. They've been doing Diamondbacks games like practically every Friday. And the Diamondbacks are on a roll, so we're really excited about talking about our team. And we'll also hit up the NBA and all that other stuff. So 50th anniversary, Yavapai College, and Dr. Kelly Ward, thanks one and all for a great show here on Talk of the Town. We will be back next Thursday. We're going to do two in a row next Thursday, day after 4th of July. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town, more roundtable. So hopefully you folks will tune in then. And we want to make sure you have a safe and enjoyable 4th of July holiday. We'll see you at the parade and have a great rodeo, one and all. And Mark Levin up next.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.